My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me. If you are new, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to my channel. Please consider supporting me with your prayers by becoming a patron through Patreon, through purchasing some of my items through my Etsy shop, but always and most especially through your love and through your prayers. So, you know, it is difficult for us to become holy. We experience this in our lives. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, when we're baptized, when we go to confession, when we receive communion, we don't instantly become saints. Have you noticed that? We don't instantly become cleansed of all our evil desires or of past sins that we've committed. Now we know that we are forgiven, but being forgiven and being fully purified are two different realities. And we experience the practicality of that every day. How many times have we got it on our knees, confessed our sins, and we feel that forgiveness, but yet we still have these tendencies inside of us? That's why I compare the cleansing of our soul like cleaning the earth from pollution. It's much more complicated than people realized, and it will take a lot longer than they realized, because our souls are so much more vast than the earth, since they are temples of God. They are far more infinite than the small planet Earth in which we live in. And in today's purgatory story, we hear about that situation. Now, men who pass their whole lives in a habitual state of mortal sin and who delay their conversion until death, supposing that God grants them that rare grace, will have to undergo the most frightful punishment. The example of Lord Stoughton gives them good cause for reflection. Lord Stoughton, an English nobleman, was at heart a Catholic, although to retain his position at court, he regularly attended the Protestant service. He kept a Catholic priest concealed in his house at the risk of great danger, promising himself to make good use of his ministry by being reconciled with God at the hour of his death. But he met with a sudden accident, and as often happens in such cases, by a just decree of God, he had not the time to realize his desire of tardy conversion. Nevertheless, divine mercy, taking into consideration what he had done for the persecuted Catholic Church in England, vouchsafed him the grace of perfect contrition and consequently secured his salvation. But he had to pay dearly for his culpable negligence. Years passed by. His widow married again and had children. It was one of her daughters, Lady Arundel, who relates this fact as an eyewitness. One day my mother asked Father Cornelius, a Jesuit of much merit, who later died a martyr, to say Mass for the repose of the soul of John, Lord Stoughton, her first husband. He promised to do so, and while at the altar between the consecration and the remembrance for the dead, he paused for a long time as if absorbed in prayer. After Mass, in an exhortation which he addressed to those present, he told them of a vision which he had just had during the Holy Sacrifice. He had seen an immense forest stretched out before him, but entirely on fire, forming one vast cauldron. In the midst of it was the deceased nobleman, uttering lamentable cries, bewailing the guilty life he led in the world and at court. Having made a full confession of his faults, the unfortunate man ended with these words, which Holy Scriptures place in the mouth of Job: "Have pity on me, have pity on me, at least you, my friends, for the hand of the Lord hath touched me." Then he disappeared. Whilst relating this, Father Cornelius shed abundance of tears, and we all members of the family, to the number of 24 persons, wept also. Suddenly, while the father was still speaking, we perceived upon the wall against the altar stood what seemed to be the reflection of burning coals. Such is the recital of Dorothy, Lady Arundel, which may be read in the History of England by Daniel. And so, my friends, we learn from this story that if we delay in repairing and atoning for the sins that we commit, even though that they are forgiven, we may have to pay a dear price in purgatory through many years of expiation. And that's with the possibility that people may not pray for us. So therefore, let us persevere in praying for the souls in purgatory and atoning for our sins, because we must not only be sorry, but also change our lives and repair the damage we have done. That is the full meaning of what Jesus says when he says, repent. My friends, God bless you. Keep praying for the souls in purgatory, and I will see you in the next purgatory story.